Now to Iraq, another country where the U.S. is exerting its influence. 9 months after the start of the U.S. troop surge in Baghdad, signs of life are slowly returning to some neighborhoods of the Iraqi capital. In the Sunni enclave of Amriya on the west side of the city, shops are reopening and the economy is picking up. NPR's Jamie Terabay recently returned to Amriya and filed this report.
An elderly man picks up different-sized bolts from grease-smeared boxes on the counter inside Mustafa Abdul Sattar's mechanical parts shop. There was a time when Abdul Sattar was suspected of helping the fighters of Al-Qaeda in Iraq plant roadside bombs outside his store on one of Amriya's main streets.
We used to leave as soon as we saw the men from Al-Qaeda coming. Otherwise, when the bombs exploded, the Americans would come after us.
But that was before local Sunni volunteers turned against Al-Qaeda and forged an alliance with U.S. troops. The Al-Qaeda militants were expelled from Amriya. Now, Abdul Sattar is keeping relatively normal business hours. He opens his shop at 9 a.m. and closes at 4 p.m. every day. He says he trusts the Iraqi army units that patrol Amriya.
Of course, I feel better around them now. They're really helpful.
Much of Amriya's main shopping stretch is lined with 6-foot-high concrete blast walls designed for protection against car bombs. The barriers irritate local residents who say they affect business. But these days, outdoor cafes are open next door to shops selling wedding dresses. One store has brand new washing machines for sale. Business is returning to the community. Lieutenant Colonel Dale Keel walks alongside his Iraqi counterpart, Lieutenant Colonel Wael Hussein.
This is your town, not mine.
Hi, what's your name?
You're the old owner.
No, it's your town.
A rotund man with a bushy moustache and dark aviator sunglasses, Colonel Wael greets everyone he meets with a firm handshake. His mobile phone doesn't stop ringing. A shop owner asks if the Iraqi army can provide wheelchairs to help elderly shoppers. Colonel Wael says he'll check with the Iraqi Red Crescent, and the two men shake hands. This sort of friendly relationship between Amriya's Sunni residents and the largely Shiite Iraqi army was unthinkable months ago. Much of that is due to Colonel Wael himself. According to American officers here, the man he replaced in August did little to build relationships with either the locals or the district's volunteer force. By contrast, Colonel Wael has spent much of his time working to win the trust of Amriya's residents. Being Sunni and having been targeted by extremists himself helps.
First and foremost, I'm Iraqi. I know what it's like to live in a troubled spot. I have a house and a family. That's why I always talk to the people and see what their problems are.
Back at the army headquarters he shares with the U.S. military, Colonel Wael says the focus now, as in many neighborhoods rebuilding after years of sectarian bloodletting, is to provide essential services to the community.
It's the biggest part of our job now. The time for military action is over. Now we need to go to the citizens, get close to them, help them, visit them in their houses and schools. It's in our hands to do this now.
But Colonel Wael says the threat from outside the district still exists. There are groups that benefit from violence and don't want to see Amriya at peace. And the 300 or so Amriya volunteers have yet to be incorporated into the Iraqi police force. But Colonel Wael says that will happen in time.
The government has promised to reward the citizens who have helped with the security situation. This is still new. In the beginning, there are always difficulties, but in the end, the result is positive.
Jamie Tarabay, NPR News, Baghdad.